Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I need you guys' help with this topic. 913-586-7965. Probably about a month ago, I asked you guys to rank the teams in the order in which you don't like. Cincinnati, Buffalo, Philadelphia. You guys remember this exercise. At least some of you do. I'm going to flip the question just a bit. How would you guys rank the people in the National Football League that you don't like? Because it is my hypothesis. I think that Nick Sirianni is number one. I think if you go around and you ask 100 Chiefs fans, 1,000 Chiefs fans, you say it has to be an active player or coach who is your least favorite person in the National Football League. I think Nick Sirianni would be number one on you guys' list. This is how I perceive it to be. So again, tell me if I'm wrong. 913-586-7965. I think Nick Sirianni is one. Joe Burrow is two. Jamar Chase is three. You guys don't like Jamar Chase because he won't even say Patrick Mahomes' name. Like, he kind of goes out of his way, I think, to poke at you guys. I mean, I kind of get it. It makes sense to me why you don't like him. How would you guys rank it? Just your least favorite people in the National Football League. I think Nick Sirianni's number one. I get why you guys don't like him. That image of him walking off the field and yelling at Chiefs fans after a regular season game is just corny. I think he's the only coach in the league that would do that. I don't think there's a single... Could you see Harbaugh, either one of them, walking off the field arguing with fans? That's silly. That's no, I can't see it. That's how I would rank it. How would you guys rank it? I'll read these texts in a bit. Rob, what do you think? What do you think Chiefs fans would say to this question? Someone mentioned Max Crosby. That's a good one. Crosby's certainly in the mix. I think Crosby, like, wants to be a villain, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think Max Crosby wants you guys to like him. So maybe that's why he'd be high on this list. I mean, the Patrick Mahomes going back and forth, you picked the wrong person. I mean, that is directed at Max Crosby. So, no, Crosby's a good one. That's why I wanted to ask you guys. I wanted to know.
If you ask me to go 1, 2, 3, I don't think Crosby's in the top three. I think Burrow is one. I think Chase is two. And I think Sirianni is three. Because and maybe I'm off base here. As much as the Eagles walloped the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, and right now I'm watching our friends on First Things First on Fox, and they're showing highlights of both Super Bowls, I don't think Chiefs fans hate Jalen Hurts. I don't think they hate A.J. Brown. I don't think they hate anyone on that defense. I don't think they hate Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley. I don't think they have a hate for any of the Eagles players, but I think they hate Sirianni. And Burrow and Chase, I mean, we know why they hate them. But I think that's the three. I think it's Sirianni is three, Chase is two, and I don't think anyone's as hate is Joe Burrow. And we could do a Joe Burrow is a good football player topic, the most generic radio topic of all time. The text line would fill with how much they hate him real quick.
Someone said, what about Deshaun Watson? Are we sure that he's still in the league?
That's on everyone's list. I don't think there's a fan base, Cleveland included, that's like, man, you know who I love? Deshaun Watson. No one likes that guy.
I'm just asking. I didn't know. I was simply asking. I didn't know. I wanted to know if that was the case. I wasn't sure.
I'm saying a surprising amount of Josh Allen on the text line. Do fans really hate Josh Allen?
Yeah, I don't think they like Josh Allen. I think the dislike of Josh Allen is much more of a... people think he's better than our guy. Like, he's never done anything for you to dislike him. He's never been in any trouble. He doesn't say anything. I don't even know what Josh Allen sounds like.
All he does is, I mean, he loses to Mahomes in the playoffs.
No, he does do that.
After he loses, he's nothing but respectful to the Chiefs. It's not like he loses the Chiefs and goes, God, we should have got them. They stink. He's always like, they were the better team today. What are you going to do? Like, other than he's another good quarterback, I don't get how you could hate Josh Allen. Maybe he wins one of these games, but he hasn't ever.
Someone on the text line says, C-Dot, why are you saying you guys are you not a Chiefs fan? I don't know why we do this at the beginning of every season. You guys know this. The only team that I cheer for is Missouri. It's the only team I cheer for. The rest of the teams, I mean, if they win or lose, I mean, I'll be all right. Like, if the Chiefs lose on Sunday, I mean, I want them to win. It's definitely better for us if they win, but I'm asleep just fine. Let Missouri lose to Louisiana on Saturday. I will not sleep very well this weekend at all. I will not have a very fun weekend. No part of my weekend will be very fun if that happens. So, no, the only team that I cheer for is Missouri basketball and football. Everybody else, no. There's a lot of teams I don't like, but cheer for, no. I only cheer for one team.
God, if Missouri lost to Louisiana, we wouldn't even leave with Chiefs-Eagles. I don't care. If they lost to Louisiana at home, 100%, that's the lead.
We haven't really talked about it, but I am actually going to the Crawford-Canelo fight. I'm flying out after the show today. I'm really excited to go. I don't think I would go to the fight if they lost to Louisiana. I'm serious. I don't know if I have the capacity. I don't know if I could go to the fight if Missouri lost to Louisiana. I don't know if I could do it. You think I'm joking? I'm 100% serious. I'm good. I'm all right. I don't want to go.
I know you're 100% serious.
I'll just watch it on TV. I'll watch it. Like, no, I don't.
I know all the work you did to get ready to go to that fight. I know all the work you've done.
I've been thrilled to go to the fight, but no.
I've seen all the behind the scenes, so I can't imagine you sitting in your hotel room being like, screw that. Louisiana got Mizzou today.
I'm telling you. I don't know if you've been to Allegiant or not, but for those of you that have been to Allegiant, there's no way that I'm going to make the trek to go to Allegiant Stadium after a Missouri loss to Louisiana. There's no way. There's a 0% chance that is how I'm spending my Saturday evening. No, thank you.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.